This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
The show that was Ritual, the only one featuring Skizzy Mars. That is brand new. Now I've got some sad news, ladies and gentlemen. Producer Natalie is not here this week. We're very sad to say, but I'm joined by Jacob in the studio, silent but deadly.
Hello.
Oh no, there he is. I thought you weren't going to say anything then, Jacob. He's doing a smashing job so far. Absolutely smashing. Not like that time when he accidentally rang the wrong guest on the show. That was quite good, wasn't it? So yeah, kicking off the show with Ritual there. You can go and buy that right now. It's out. So go and get it. We've got a huge show today. We've got Affairs coming in. Sondra in the studio. Glitter Wasteland's going to be on Skype in a little minute. Plus we've got... So we had a chat with Clay and Norman Jay this week about the bits and bobs they're up to. So we're going to be playing those out later on in the show. But most importantly, everybody... I've had my wisdom tooth out, that's why I'm talking like a weirdo. Just so you all know, I had to break that in there because I do sound slightly weird. But we are still playing Last Request and Desert Island Dick. dicks at the end of the show. So make sure you send in your Desert Island dicks. Tweet us at Fubar Radio. Email us rose@fubarradio.com. We're going to play an old favourite of mine now. And then after that, a brand new spanking track, which we're going to talk about in music news and reviews after this track. So this is Kanye West, Famous.
Man, I can understand how it might be kinda hard to love a girl like me. I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know.
Swiss only let the beat rock. South side niggas that know me best, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. Why? I made that bitch famous.
God damn.
I made that bitch famous. For all the girls that got dick from Kanye West, if you see him in the streets, give him Kanye's best. Why? They mad they ain't famous.
God damn.
They mad they still nameless.
Talk that talk, man.
A man in the store trying to try his best, but he just can't seem to get Kanye fresh. But we still hood famous.
God damn.
Yeah, we still hood famous.
I just wanted you to know I've loved you better than your own candy. From the very start, I don't blame you much for wanting to be free.
Wake up, Mr. West.
I just wanted you to know.
I be Puerto Rican Day Parade floating. That Benz Marina Del Rey coasting. She be Puerto Rican Day Parade waving. Last month I helped her with the car payment. Young and we alive. We never gonna die. Cop the jet to fly of a personal debt. Put one up in the sky. The sun is in my eyes. Woke up and felt the vibe. No matter how hard they try, we never gonna die.
I just wanted you to know.
Good.
out now. Go and get that. It got a little preview play on Beats One. Zane Lowe premiered it on Thursday. Go and get it. It's fucking sick. Rivers are amazing. Go and catch them live if you can. They just did something with BBC Introducing as well. They're going to be huge. So make sure you go and check them out. It's spelled R-I-V-R-S. No E. Just Rivers without the E. So last night, we're going to kick off music news and reviews with the very exciting part of music news and reviews. I went to do the Shura album party last night, which was really, really exciting. She obviously released, as we know, with being big fans of Shura in the studio, she released her debut album very, very recently, and well, actually last Friday, and it's doing so well. Well, as we knew it would, because she was already one of the top pre-orders on iTunes, and she's smashing it already. If you haven't already gone and got her album Nothing's Real, go and get it. It's got all the tunes we play on the show: Touch, What's It Gonna Be, Indecision, and it's got a few new ones that you won't have heard before. But yeah, last night was amazing. It was at Visions in Dalston. She did a really great job. She had loads of DJs on. It was very good vibes. Loads of fans travelled from all over the UK to come and see her, meet her, and have a generally lovely time. And because she's such a nice girl, she kind of came out and chatted to all of them. And even more exciting, tonight at 6 p.m. she's doing an in-store and signing at Sister A in East London. So head down there to go and get your album vinyl signed. She's a lovely girl as well, so you'll have a lovely time. But obviously, if you are going to do that, you need to put your mobile phone on and make sure you have the Fubar Radio app on to be able to listen to the show until 6 p.m. because we are here till 6 p.m. And don't forget, we've got loads of interviews coming up, and to send in your last request. If you don't know what last request is, it's basically a huge banger that we play at the end of the show to kind of leave you feeling very excited about the fact that it's almost Friday. It's not Friday. We never try and make out that it is Friday, but we do give our best effort to give the impression that it's Friday. Up next on Music News and Reviews, I actually went to the Royal Academy of Art Summer Exhibition, and Jacob's looking at me very quizzically now because he probably doesn't believe that I have any interest in art. But actually, Jacob, I really enjoyed it. There was art there, and I played a game where I went round and I worked out what things that were really ridiculous were worth, which was really fun. There was one thing that was a twig that was on the wall, and it was worth £8,000. So I bought it. No, I didn't. I didn't buy it, but I pulled a twig off a tree on the way home and it gave the same effect. But if you like art, or if you don't like art, you like food. They sell food there also at the Royal Academy, which is yummy. You should head down and check out the summer exhibition because it's very, very nice. Luckily, last night they were giving away free miniature ice creams as well, which you probably won't get if you go because you weren't invited to what I was invited to, which I wasn't really invited to. Someone else just took me as their plus one. But I always see that as me being invited. I pretend that it's me being invited, but it's not. It's not really. Right, I need to actually, Jacob, you might need to come on the mic for this because I really need to ask a question to everybody. What the fuck is Pokemon Go?
It's an app.
Yeah, what the fuck is it though? Everyone keeps talking about it, and I feel like I'm like the girl at school who has is wearing the complete wrong shoes.
No, I'm the same. I've got the app.
You feel like a girl at school is wearing the wrong shoes.
Yeah, clothes could be. No. Yeah. No, I've got the app.
You have?
Yeah, I've used it once because I don't get how it works really.
Well, I've watched videos about it. I don't watch videos about stuff ever, but I've watched videos about this. I still don't understand. I feel like I'm going to trip over if I use it, because apparently it's just like your camera.
It's health and safety, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, as if we're not in enough danger as it is walking across the road listening to music. We're now going to be walking across the road listening to music trying to chase Pokemon.
Yeah. And you have to use the camera as well. So, I guess you see.
It's going to ruin your battery life as well. What a nightmare. My battery life is about 15 minutes anyway, so it's going to be about a minute and a half with Pokemon Go. Anyway, tweet us in at Fubar Radio if you know what the fuck Pokemon Go is, because I'd really like to know genuinely what it is. I really, really want to know. Jacob doesn't know. I don't know. Please inform us at Fubar Radio on Twitter, or rose@fubarradio.com. You should go and check Fubar Radio out on Facebook, because we've just recorded a very, very funny video, if I may say so myself. Well, no, it's not that funny, but we've just done a video on the Fubar, but there's lots of lovely videos and live performances on the Fubar Facebook, so go and check that out. And tweet in your Desert Island Dicks. We're going to be playing Desert Island Dicks 5 times today. So we've got five people, Jacob, you smashed it on the bookings today. We've got five people in the studio, very looking forward to chatting to all of them. After, we're going to play some songs in a minute, and then we're going to be having a nice chat with Glitter Wasteland. Siri from Glitter Wasteland's on Skype with us. She's in the US, right?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Amazing. So from the other side of the world, we're going to be talking to someone. Oh, also, this weekend I'm going to Barcelona on a stag do, which you may find confusing, but it's not confusing. I'm just going on a stag do. It's very normal. But I'm slightly toothless, and I've got a little bit of a lisp, and I'm a little bit terrified of what's going to happen to me. So if anyone's got any suggestions of how to survive a weekend with one less tooth in Barcelona, then I'd really appreciate that. Perhaps you know some smoothie shops in Barcelona that I can go to, or soup vendors. It would be really helpful. Right, we're going to play, in honour of Shura's album party last night, we're going to play a track from her album. I don't think we've played this yet on the show. This is What Happened to Us.
Oh,
FUBAR Radio presents
Access All Areas.
Big Brother's Natalie in the studio.
You can say what you want on FUBAR, please.
Have you seen the porno pictures online of Jane?
No, I must have a look.
Oh, yes. And when I say her legs are spread as wide as
as her mouth could get.
I mean, no, literally,
oh, really?
She's shown the full Doner kebab. I am not joking. It was taken 14 years ago, but I mean, you will never find a picture of me like that, Jane. And I can't wait to go to the finals to bring to the finals. I'm bringing, I promise you.
Every Thursday,
Access All Areas
from 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Please, won't you wait? Won't you stay? At least until the sun goes down. When you're gone, I lose faith. I lose everything I have found. Heartstrings, violence. That's what I hear when you're by my side. Ooh. Yeah, that's what I hear when you're by my side. We sang, they were written for you and me. Melodies on repeat, that's what I hear when you're by my side. Ooh, yeah, that's what I hear when you're by my side.
Song. Joining me live on Skype right now, it's Siri from Glitter Wasteland. How's it going?
Hey there.
How am I right in thinking you're in the mountains in Switzerland right
now? Yeah, as I am back to the mountains and seeing my mom.
Incredible. How is it over there?
Oh, it's cold, to be honest. The summer is kind of like moving out here.
Yeah, I bet it is. But I kind of am quite jealous of the like serenity you must be experiencing.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, well, we haven't had any good weather here for like a whole 2 months. So it's not like you're missing anything. You're not missing anything here, trust me. So you've just released your EP1 on 61 Second Records. It's so exciting. 6 tracks, including your current single, Cold War. Tell us a bit about the EP.
Well, the EP is really, I mean, we're still in the like beginning of the stage how we're gonna develop our sound and music.
Yeah.
So far, it's like at that moment that we feel like this is the sound how it could go, but still, you know, it could change. So be surprised.
Yeah, so you're just finding yourself at the moment with this one.
Yeah, I think so, because I think because we're not like a band, so we like different type of people who working on this project, so it could go that way or other way, so it's really interesting. So
yeah. And how did Glitter Wasteland actually come about? How did you kind of get to grips with these other musicians and work with them?
Well, Timo, he's from Love Machines and Hotels, like one of my friends, and Hoon, it's a lot of a friend of that I'm working with, Marco Nieser. So we just start to do a track just for fun, basically. And then they're like, oh, can you hop on, you do a vocal on it? I'm like, oh, why not? So that's how basically we start.
Incredible. Very organic kind of way to start out, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, at the beginning, we were thinking just be like electronic. But now our life, it's not really just electronic. It's with the whole band set. So it sounds more organic, basically.
It's more like an experience, I guess.
Really. It is, yes.
And you recently came and performed in London, didn't you? You've been doing a few gigs together recently.
Yes. It was really nice to go to London. I mean, I never thought it was going to be this way. But it was quite stressful, but it's quite exciting as well at the same time to see the crowd and people coming out to see us.
So, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And have you got any more planned for the rest of the summer?
Actually, we're working on our new songs at the moment. So back to studio we really have an album together. And hopefully we're coming up with the new stuff as soon as possible that we can go on and geek again.
Yeah, because you're working on your debut album right now.
Exactly.
Oh, amazing. So do you think you have any idea when we might hear that? Or is it so in the early stages that you can't tell?
Yeah, it's too early to say something, I think. But hopefully at the end of the year that we can have something together. That's a rough plan.
That's very exciting. We hope you can come back to the UK again and play.
I would love to. Yeah, I would love to.
Well, we're really excited to hear the album when it comes out. But for now, everyone, you need to go and check out EP1, which is out now. And we're going to play Cold War, which is your newest single right now. Thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us, Siri, and enjoy the mountains.
Thank you. Bye, you
Bye.
Guys. Bye-bye. Thank you.
So
presents
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
Doc Brown, otherwise known as Ben Bailey Smith, you have presented me with a guilty pleasure.
It's called The Room. An absolute shambles of 90 minutes based around crumbling relationship between a very creepy, possibly Austrian middle-aged man and his attractive...
Sort of hard to know where he's from, isn't it?
Yeah, he claims he's from America. The character Mark, who's played by Greg Sestero, and the crazy voice,
it seems like you're an expert, Mark.
That's Tom. Me, the writer.
Every Friday,
Screen Talk with Dan Clark
from 12 PM on FUBAR Radio.
On your ways, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Street's not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away, OT, OT. There's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like your stuff.
Strength and guidance, all that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Drake, one dance. I don't know if you caught me saying Drake then. I think I said it too early. I said the Drake, so I said it twice. That is a banger. It still is a banger and will forever be a banger. So I forgot to mention, there is a little something that's exciting that's happening this weekend. It's called Sunday Pleasures, and it's free to go down to. It's at the Victoria Pub in London. It's a good little recommendation for if you want to do something with your Sunday. It just looks a lot of fun. It's on, yes, it's the Victoria in Dalston. It's got a beer garden, there's food, it's a bit of a Sunday vibe, hangover, and they've got live acts and DJs. So they've got Tony Az, and Chaka Khan vs Dance Armstrong, BAU, basically loads of just fun acoustic DJs, live acts you can go and check out. And it's free. And it's in Dalston, so why don't you head down? That is from 1:30 this Sunday. I forgot to add that on the music news and reviews. So we're going to have a little chat. Now, Nat will be upset that she's not here to talk about this, I think. We miss Nat a lot. If you're listening, babe, we miss you. But I'm going to talk about the new Spice Girls situation. So for those of you who don't know, I don't know where you've been, but I'll explain it anyway. So Mel B and Emma Bunton and Jerry Halliwell have, supposedly slightly reformed Spice Girls. Obviously, we're missing two key players there, Mel C and VB. But yeah, basically the news is that their song's been leaked, and apparently the song's really good. I haven't actually heard it. Have you heard it, Jacob? I'm surprised. I thought you would be the first person down on that internet checking what the new Spice Girls song is. Apparently it's a banger, but everyone's a bit confused because no one's really sure. Apparently they're changing their name to Gem, which stands for Jerry, Emma and Mel B, which makes sense, but I don't like it. I don't like the name. I like the name Spice Girls. So I really hope that they convince Mel C and VB to go. If you don't, do you know who VB is, Jacob?
I don't, yeah.
Who?
Beckham.
Victoria Beckham. Do yeah. God help me. Victoria Beckham. Please, if you're listening, Victoria Beckham and Mel C, why are you not going back into the Spice Girls and creating bangers? Because I really feel like we deserve it. We've had it long enough without you. But anyway, you should go and find the leaked track. I know it's a bit naughty, but Dan Wooten has said it's perfect pop, cross between Rita Ora's Poison and Rachel Platten's Fight Song. Maybe we'll play it next week if we're allowed to. It's called Song for Her. I'm very excited about it. But basically the news is that they've changed the name to potentially Gem, which I really don't like and I'm really not interested in. Another piece of news which I found very interesting is Simon Cowell. Obviously, X Factor's back. We've got the new judging panel, slash when I say new judging panel, I mean the old judging panel are back. Sharon, Nicole Scherzwert and Louis Walsh and obviously Simon. And he's kicked off the six-chair challenge. Now, I don't know how I feel about this because the six-chair challenge is the highest tense moment in the whole series. Even the final is not as tense as the six-chair challenge. And it's quite aggressive and fighty, and I quite like that about this programme, and I'm quite sad that it's gone. But on the flip side, I feel that's maybe better for the people in the show. But perhaps he's going to do something worse, like the six-chair death challenge, where actually they like one of them gets like put to their death if they don't win, or like pushed off the stage, or... I'm a bit worried about what worse things you could do than the six-chair challenge, which I think there's got to be something that's worse. It's not going to be replaced by a nicer thing, I don't think. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio if you have a suggestion of a different sex chair challenge. Perhaps they could do the sex chair challenge, where they all have sex on the chairs and then we choose who we want to sing afterwards. That would be horrible and not ITV primetime viewing, Jacob. I can't believe you suggested that. So anyway, tweet us at FUBAR Radio and let us know what you think, whether you think there should be a six-chair challenge or not, or what other thing you think they should do. And Jennifer Aniston has hit the press because she did a little... I like this about her. She did a little article on Huffington Post. Rather than sort of speaking to the press, she decided to write it herself because everyone's been going around saying, oh, she's pregnant. I've read it a few times and thought it was absolute bollocks anyway, but she's married, obviously, very happily so, supposedly. I mean, no one really knows, do they? But she seems really happy and did a really interesting article about how her life is invaded by the paparazzi who sort of, you know, tell her she's too fat, tell her she's too thin, tell her she should be pregnant, this, that and the other. Go and check it out because it kind of made me feel very happy about myself. And it's really sort of well-educated, incredibly insightful piece written by one of the greatest actresses of our time, Jacob. She has starred in some of the most fantastic films I've ever seen. In fact, I probably watch a Jennifer Aniston film once a week on Netflix. There are other movie-related things available. Right, we're going to play some music now, and then we've got Affairs live in the studio after the break. What do you think we should play? I'm just having a look. Let's do a look. Oh, Dua. My best friend Dua Lipa now, who I've never met. This is her brand new single that is popping off right now. This is Hotter Than Hell. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He calls me the devil. I make him wanna sin. Every time I knock, he can help but let me in. Must be homesick for the real. All the real estate gets. You probably still adore me with my hands around your neck. Can you feel the warmth? Yeah. As my kiss goes down, you like some sweet alcohol. Where I'm coming from? Yeah. It's the darker side of me that makes you feel so numb. 'Cause I like hell to
I'm a matter from heaven. We all gotta get fed. Can't let me know I'm wanted. Can't let me in your head. I'm not here to make you neon, but it's praise that I get. You ain't gonna walk free, boy. Not finished with you yet, no. Can you feel the warmth? Yeah. As my kiss goes down, you like some sweet alcohol. Where I'm coming from? Yeah. It's the darkest side of me that makes you feel so numb. Harder than hell. Oh, you're right there. You make
James and Michael from Affairs. How's it going, boys?
Yeah, not bad, thank you.
Good, cheers. How are you?
Very good. And more so because you've just brought me some beers. So exciting. Michael, you brew your own beer?
I do, yeah. I've been doing it for about 2 years now. The wheat beer I just gave you won second place in the Manchester Beer Week commercially viable contest.
Well, you already won best bringing things in guest ever.
Great.
That is literally the best. I was like, oh my God, there's beers. And they've got amazing labels. We're going to tweet a picture of them because they're so amazing. But other than that, you're actually musicians.
That is correct, yes.
And you've just released your EP Stained Gold. It came out in May this year, didn't it?
Yes.
You've got the track Runaway, which we're going to play in a little bit. But tell us a bit about the EP first. Let's hear a bit about that.
Well, it's a collection of four songs that have sort of come together over the last year and a half, really. We recorded with Ed Buller, the producer who's worked with bands like White Lies and Suede.
Nice.
And yeah, it was our first sort of experience working with that kind of level of producer, and it was great. Yeah, we recorded at Conk
in North London.
North London.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. So it was real great experience, yeah. And it's just a collection of four songs, really, that kind of sum up us as people, I would say.
Yeah. And you're really happy with the way it's come out, and like you're sort of getting it out there now, kind of working it. And you're actually doing a gig tomorrow night, aren't you, to play it out? Tram Lines?
Tram and Social with John Kennedy from Radio X.
So sick.
We're headlining that one.
That's, oh, wicked, you're headlining
it.
Oh, that's amazing. So you're going to be able to show everybody some of the new stuff.
Yeah, we'll be playing all the tracks off the EP, plus we've got a load of new material we're throwing in there as well, so promises to be a good one.
Oh, nice. And how often do you guys, because you guys are based in Manchester, right? How often do you kind of pop down to London?
I'd say we play London
every 2 months, I guess.
Yeah.
Like that. Sometimes every month, you know, we just come fairly regularly.
We get
a real good crowd whenever we come down, so
What's the vibe like at your gigs? Is it quite raucous?
It is. It's quite interesting, actually, because
I can imagine it's quite a diverse audience, because it's quite like the music's like quite rocky, but also quite sensual in the same way that you could slow dance to it, but you could also mosh to it.
Yeah.
Not slow dance, not like ballroom dancing. That would be weird, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting, really, because we do get, as you say, because we get a lot of 80s music comparisons, so we do get quite a lot of older music fans who really dig our stuff, but also a lot of young people love it as well. We try and make the gigs, as you say, raucous and fun, and there's a lot of terrible dancing.
Yeah. I like your dancing. I've noticed this in your videos. You're quite, like, expressive, and I love that. It's like my favourite thing when the lead singer is like properly going, guys, go and check out Affairs videos, because they've actually done, you've done three out of the four tracks videos, haven't you, online?
Yeah.
And they're really fun, and also they involved some incredibly good dancing.
Oh, thank you.
Did you train, or is it like natural? Were you born with
that? It's just natural talent, you know. I've been doing it all my life.
You just feel the vibe and kind of comes out through your hands and arms and legs.
Exactly. I mean, it doesn't go down so well on nights out. But
no, we try to kind of stay away from him in clubs.
But that's okay. You need space anyway to get the dance moves out.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we give him plenty of it.
Empty dance floors. I'm there.
So you've recorded. You recorded videos for Brothers, Play, and Runaway. Tell us a bit about the videos. Did you have a lot of fun? Did you guys have any sort of input in terms of what the videos were about, or was it? Did you get someone in, or was it kind of like a group decision kind of thing?
The first two, because before we did them videos, we did some of our own stuff, and we kind of wanted to, with this EP, we stepped back and let someone who knew what they were doing direct, otherwise go for it. But then with the newest one, kind of came up with the idea, we kind of wanted to do a dance video, show off James's moves and have
a
go ourselves.
Yeah.
So we got the same guy who did Play to come back and help us with that. And I think it's turned out to be quite a kind of good collaboration.
Yeah, it's a really vibey video. It's a lot of fun, isn't it, filming videos? It's like having your own movie made about you in 3 minutes, isn't it? Yeah.
It's great. I love it. I do love a camera in my face. So.
I mean, who doesn't? I mean, a lot of people don't, but who doesn't, who's in a band?
I'm a bit of a show-off, so I love all that.
Yeah, it's wicked. No, it seems like you guys are having a lot of fun in it as well.
Yeah.
And obviously there's five of you in the band, isn't there? The other three are skiving. We're going to tell them off later. No, they're in Manchester, aren't they?
Two of them are, yeah. Dan's skulking around London with his girlfriend.
Skulking around. We know you.
Doing all the tourist stuff.
Oh, nice. So do you find, like, with five of you, making videos a little bit more sort of haphazard? Or is it all right? Do you all sort of have your own role and you kind of stick with it?
Yeah, I mean... I personally just kind of let them get on with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just sort of do my own thing in front of the camera and let the other boys get on with what they want to do. But
I like that vibe. Also, you mentioned earlier that you've got kind of people kind of compare you to 80s vibes, and also now, you know, lots of different. What's your inspirations? How would you see yourself in the music industry?
It's a difficult one, really, because we've all kind of got our own individual influences, really.
Yeah.
Like, I sort of, myself, listen to a lot of older stuff, a lot of kind of post-punk stuff from the 70s, early 80s. I know that one of our guitarists, Liam, who does a lot of the music's very much into his dance music.
Oh, yeah.
And we just listen to a bit of everything, really. And I know that we sort of come from different backgrounds as well, like... Michael originally started life as a jazz drummer, didn't you? So
it's cool, a lot of jazz.
Which is a lot, for people who don't know, like jazz in itself is a difficult thing to play. And so once you master that, you're kind of like...
Yeah, I wouldn't say I mastered it.
Yeah, but I'm sure you're very good at jazz drumming.
Decent at it, I guess.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I did enjoy it at the time, but I thought it's a bit too niche and it's no one really listens to it. It's not a good market to go into anymore.
Well, it's not a buying market, it's more of a live market.
I do like the stuff we're doing now. I really got into it and sort of changed my style, and I think I'm doing, that's what I like now more than jazz.
Yeah.
We had a reviewer describe our sound as doom pop, which we thought was quite...
I quite like that.
We thought that was quite fitting, really, because it's sort of pop tunes with a bit of a dark edge to it.
Yeah,
it
is.
Sort of thing we go for.
And it's kind of like, there's a lot of artists doing this amazing thing right now, which is kind of turning pop on its head and rock on its head and making people not really sure where you are. That's what's nice. It's like genre defying. Like, you're not really defining yourself within one genre. You're just kind of making music, and if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. Because as you say, now, your four bandmates all... listen to different music, but yet you're all in a collective together. You know, it's kind of nice to bring lots of different people and you like different musics, doing different things. You'll have so many different eclectic fans from that.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, as you say, I think I don't like putting a label or like a genre label on what we do, because I just, as you say, it's just, to us, it's just music that we enjoy making.
Yeah,
and
if
people enjoy it, that's great.
So what's up next for you guys? Obviously the EP's out now. Is there an album coming? Are you going to be doing any festivals?
We've just recorded a brand new single, which is going to be released in the next couple of months.
Oh, great.
We're actually returning back to where we started. We were originally formed in Hull, at Hull University.
Ah, nice.
And we're going back to Hull to play Humber Street Sesh, which is like a big street festival they do every year.
Oh, sick. So bit it's nostalgia. Kind
of a bit of a homecoming for us. After that, we're off to Lodestar Festival.
Lodestar in Cambridge, isn't it?
Yeah, to play with Swim Deep. So that'll be awesome. And just plenty of gigs. Liverpool, Leeds.
Got another London one in August the 9th, I think it is.
Yeah, back in London, Dalston. On August the 9th.
Oh, so, nice.
Yeah.
Our ends. We like Dalston. Is it Hoxton Square Bar and Kitchen?
I can't remember.
Well, we'll find out. We'll post all the information on the Twitter account as well.
We'll find out as well.
Yeah. You guys should know that as well.
We really should.
To be honest, though, I was quite impressed that you managed to list all those things, because I don't know what I'm doing next week. So the fact that you know that, like, the next 9 gigs you're doing is pretty impressive.
Well, I can sort of name them, but I couldn't tell you when they are.
No.
I usually just get in the car and say, where are we going?
Yeah. That's the good vibe about being in the band. You kind of don't have to concentrate about where the band's going, what they're doing. You're just doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
So we play a little game on this show. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Right.
In this game, it's similar to Desert Island Discs, except I only give you one song. And that song is the song you hate more than anything in the whole world. And I was hoping that you guys could give, on behalf of Affairs, what would Affairs' Desert Island Dick be?
I know what my desert island dick would be, but
well, this is perfect.
I don't know if it's. I don't know if the rest of the boys
would agree. Well, let's see.
He would
if
definitely
Michael agrees.
Disagree. What I think, but my desert island dick would have to be "Any Way You Want It" by Journey. Can't stand
oh,
it.
Any way you want it. That's the way. Yeah.
Absolutely loathe it.
Now I like that song.
No.
But the whole reason of Desert Island Dicks is to establish those songs that you realise you like it, maybe, but you're gonna fucking hate that after two plays of it on a desert island. And I think that is the perfect desert island dick, because you would be insane in the membrane after about 15 minutes of listening to that over and over again.
Exactly. It's one of those songs that it's just catchy to the point where it's irritating.
Yeah.
Because you hear it once and it's in your head for the next 2 days.
And that's in your head for the rest of your life because you're stuck on a desert island. So I think that's a very, very good choice.
Nice.
Thank you so much for coming to have a chat with me. Guys, make sure you go and check out the Stained Gold EP. And we're going to play Runaway now if you guys want to introduce it.
This is our latest single, Runaway, from our debut EP, Stained Gold.
Wicked. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Runaway by Affairs. Thank you so much for those guys for popping into the studio. I'm now joined by Sonder in the studio. How's it going, guys?
Hey there. How's it going?
Hello. Very good. Very nice to meet you both.
Nice to meet you as well.
So you guys are quite an interesting story, really, because you started off as kind of songwriter for major artists like Lana Del Rey, Meghan Trainor, Ella Eyre, and producers, obviously, for those guys. But then you kind of met almost on a whim, like by accident. Tell me the story of how this sort of came about.
Sure. So, we met through our publisher, Tollyard Music, and basically we have been writing and producing for pop artists and all over the world for years and years. And we actually had a chance meeting when both of our singers actually canceled the sessions at the last minute. Yeah. So we kind of got stuck in a room together and we kind of just took it from there. And the first thing we did got cut by a big artist in Europe, and it did pretty well, so we were like, okay, let's keep on going, and we've just been collaborating since then. So,
and your first single, Surviving, which features Joe Cleary, who's an Irish acoustic kind of folk artist.
Exactly, yeah, he's a good friend of ours, amazing singer.
How did that come about? Did you just ask him to jump on the track after you'd kind of produced it?
No, actually, we wrote the song together.
Yeah,
we happened to do a session. We had a bit of an idea going, like, you know, and then he joined us for the session, and it just came out really naturally.
It's kind of like a real sort of like comfortable banger. Like, it's the one that you want to listen. You could listen to it in a club, but you could also listen to it chilling in your room, which
definitely,
I really enjoy
yeah.
that kind of music where it crosses the boundaries of dance music, where it's not, you know, stereotyped sort of like the dance music that you couldn't listen to lying on your bed.
Definitely, yeah. I think that's probably comes down to our personal tastes and the kind of music that we like. You know, obviously working in pop for a long time, we have the sensibilities for writing that the quote banger.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we're super into dance music, atmospheric music, rock music. So we just tried to combine everything using guitars and real instrumentation. We try to use as much organic instrumentation on our songs as possible.
Yeah, that really comes across, and it kind of comes across that you're fusing genres as well. Do you think that comes from you two being like, you know, obviously you coming together from different career paths but similar, and then coming together and sort of merging your talents?
Oh, thanks. That's actually a big compliment to us, I would say, because we are actually trying to do what YK was mentioning, which is, we call it organic dance music. It's a bit of an inside
ODM.
Joke.
Yeah.
It's a new thing, guys. You heard it here first.
Yeah, I like that. ODM.
Yes, yeah.
So, no, carry on, sorry.
No, I was just saying, you know, we try and integrate these guitars, pianos, organs, whatever is real into it.
Real drums.
Real drums.
We actually both came from bands originally, so I grew up in the punk scene and then moved into the sort of rock emo scene in the mid-2000s. So, I've always been into, you know, live rock music and guitars and all this. So, yeah, I think that's where that's actually our meeting point, really, is...
Definitely, is
the band thing, really. So and we just happen to love dance music, so
and so you've obviously, the single's out, it's been getting really great reception. What's coming next? Are you going to start performing together live? Are you going to maybe make some more music, put some more stuff out? Is there an EP album in it coming up?
Definitely, yeah. I think we're in the studio pretty much 24/7, so we have a lot of new music on the way. We have a few remixes that will be coming out next, and we'll have a second single coming out towards the end of the summer as well.
Sick. Are you remixing together as Sonder? Like,
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That's amazing. I always wonder, because I'm a DJ, but I cannot produce. I don't know how it works. My mind just hasn't got that side of it attached. I don't know where it got lost, but it was lost. And I always think, like, as a producer, it must be weird when you produced your own stuff or you produce other people's stuff on your own, and then suddenly you go into doing it with someone else. What's the difference? You know, how is it different, you know, remixing a track with another person in the room when you're working on it together? How different is that?
I think it's really good. I think, again, where a partnership works is where we have something that the other doesn't. So we complement each other's... the things that we're good at and the things that we're not so good at. So I think that's kind of how it works, and it's great to have another ear. You know, you can get really obsessed and stuck on sounds and musical parts for days and years sometimes. So I think we just kind of kick each other's asses, actually. And, you know, we have to finish things for deadlines, so...
You kind of got someone else to help you get there. Because sometimes, as you say, it's hard. Well, as I wouldn't know. I pretend that I know, because I like to pretend I'm a musician, but I'm not. That's why I do this job, so I can just pretend that I'm you guys.
That's what we're doing, the same thing.
We're just swapping.
Yeah. We're just space bar pressers.
Yeah.
Professional space bar pressers is what our managers call us.
Yeah, well, you're bloody good at it. So, do you think you will start doing live shows together?
Definitely, yeah. We have a few opportunities that are coming up now.
Sick.
Because, you know, we just released the single, so it's all starting to happen now. Yeah.
And it actually, ironically, we actually posted up our first mini mix today, and it's kind of a a taste of what our DJ show will be. So we've actually produced into all the songs. Some of them are our own songs, some of them are our friends' songs, some of them are other artists that we love songs. So we put that on our SoundCloud today if anyone wants to check it out.
Yeah, go and check that out, guys.
Sonder Official on SoundCloud.
And it's spelled S-O-N-D-R, just so you find it.
That's right.
Yeah, no, it's a wicked track. I really like it. We're going to play it in a minute, but before we do, you might have heard a minute ago when you were in the next room, we play a little game on the show.
Okay.
It's called Desert Island Dicks. And in this game, we give you guys one song choice that you're going to be stuck with on a desert island, but it's a song that you absolutely hate. Like, what is your idea of hell to be stuck with on a desert island? So it can be a song that you used to like, but now you hate it, or it can be a song that you just straight up want to fucking punch yourself in the head when you hear it.
Oh, God.
That's a hard one.
What would Sonder's Desert Island Dick be?
We're going to try not to offend any of our friends who probably wrote these songs that we're
Yeah. But the thing is, it's not offensive, because it could be that you've heard it so many times that you can't bear it, or you can't bear the idea of being stuck on a desert island. That doesn't mean you don't like
the song.
Okay,
I've got a really good one.
Okay.
Happy Birthday, because I don't like getting older.
Oh, okay. I've never had that one before.
I'm that guy.
You don't like...
I'm the angly guy.
So you hate that when people are in a restaurant and they, like, around and they...
shut up.
Yeah.
TGI Fridays, like, just stop
clanging.
Oh, my
God, we're, like, the opposite people, because that's, like, my heaven.
Really?
I used to deliberately make my mum take me to TGI Fridays because I knew they would make a bigger fuss than anyone.
I like them to make a fuss for my friends and girlfriends and people like Lorenzo. I'll pretend that it's their birthday.
Yeah.
And then embarrass them. So I feel you on that one. But for me personally... I don't want anyone to make a fuss of another year older.
I think it's good, though, because you sometimes get a free dessert.
That is true, actually, and I love dessert.
Yeah, so you've got to think of the plus sides of getting older. You know, the plus side is you get a free dessert. Every year, once a year, free dessert.
That's
a pretty good vibe.
Go on, Lorenzo, what's yours?
Well, I would probably say, you know, it's a very, very classic one to be a song that you really can't stand by. You know, You're Beautiful by James Blunt was written by my very good friend Sasha Skarbek. We've been working together for a few years. Everybody has been making fun of him for that song, so I think that's
a very good one, because it's also very depressing. So you don't want to be on a desert island being like, you're beautiful. It's no. But a very good song, well written, well done to your friend, because it
definitely
did very well.
Sasha.
Yeah, big up Sasha. Also, I love James Blunt in general on Twitter. He's like the funniest
guy.
He's
so funny.
He's a very, very nice guy.
He's got this new ad, right?
Yeah,
they actually used that song for the ad.
It's
amazing.
He is so funny. Like, everyone tries to mug him off, and he's like, fuck off, I'm really rich, go away.
Exactly.
He makes me laugh so much. If you haven't followed him on Twitter, guys, go and follow James Blunt, because he's hilarious. Thank you so much for coming in to have a chat with us, guys. We can't wait to hear what's coming up next.
Definitely.
You better keep in touch and keep coming in.
Our studio is literally like 4 minutes down the road. So
we'll
be here. Like,
well, maybe I'm going to just come and hang out at your studio and try and pretend to be cool. No, please come in next time and let us know when you're performing live, because we'll come down and we'll also tell everyone about it on the show.
Awesome. Thank
will you
very
please
much.
Introduce your new single?
Of course. We're Sonder. This is our single Surviving featuring Joe Clear. Thank you very much for having us.
Woo!
Thanks, guys.
Up at night until the morning. You see the light. Why does it blind you when instead it should have filled your world with color? Don't look down. I understand this love can make you feel like you were falling under. We won't drown. There's always time to sing a song and walk along this road together. We'll be right back.
found you here with sadness in your eyes. Don't you remember that every life has a story that is full of broken ends and new beginnings? Don't look down. I understand this love can make you feel like you were falling under. We won't drown. There's always time to sing a song and walk along this road together. You got it wrong. We're living life, we're all surviving, all surviving. You got it wrong. We're living life, we're all surviving, all surviving. We're all surviving, we're all surviving, we're all surviving.
No past, doing it all night, all summer, doing it the way I wanna. Yeah, I'ma dance my heart out till the dawn, but I won't be done when morning comes. Doing it all night, all summer, gonna spend it like no other. It was a crush, but I couldn't get enough. It was a rush, but I gave it up. It was a crush, now I might have wanna say too much. That's all it was, so I gave it up. I live my day as if it was the last. Live my day as if it was no past. Doing it all night, all summer. Doing it the way I wanna. Yeah, I'ma dance my heart out till the dawn, but I won't be done when morning comes. Doing it all night, all summer. Gonna spend it like no other. It was a crush, I kept saying I'ma stay in touch, but that thing gave it up. Ooh, no tricks, no bluff. I'm just better off without them cups. Yeah, the sun won't set on us. Ooh, 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 yeah. When low, when high, still waters run dry. Gotta get back in the groove. I ain't ever heard. When low, when high, what matters is enough. I'm getting right back in the mood. I live my day as if it was the last. Live my day as if it was no past. Doing it all night, all summer. Doing it the way I wanna. Now I'ma dance my heart out till the dawn, but I won't be done when morning comes. Doing it all night, all summer. Gonna spend it like no other. Now I found another crush, and it's like giving me a rush. Had one chance to make me blush. Second time is one to let.
Harriet Rose, and I'm here in the studio with Clay.
Hello.
Yo.
Oh, that was in harmony. Hello. How's it going, boys?
Very well, yeah. How are you?
Very, very well. I'm very excited because you're about to do a little sing-along for us, aren't you?
We are.
We are clearing as our tune, Honest.
Woo!
I'm alone, can't you tell? On the floor, yep. Alone in the kitchen, everyone started listening with their ears to the door. But then you turned up and you said, I wanna stay right here.
Single Honest.
It was indeed, yeah. That's the one.
Absolutely incredible. I love it. Guys, tell me a bit about that. I love it. It's absolutely beautiful.
Cheers. We wrote the track when we're kind of feeling a bit like a bit negative about everything, really. Or
yeah.
Like, lyrically as well, I was in quite a negative mind space. Yeah, and I kind of think really, I didn't really set out to write this specific song as such, but it just kind of stemmed really from sort of feeling a bit sort of down, really.
We kind of wrote the track out of necessity, if nothing else. Like, we kind of had the studio time booked,
so we didn't have any songs to record. So,
yeah.
Well, we should probably write some songs.
And you were livid about having to write the song. Yeah. It actually ended up quite well, really.
And I just heard, like, Joe, like, playing a little demo, so, like, give me that and I'll kind of build a song around that.
Yeah.
And it just came together, and, like, we kind of obsessed over it, didn't we? Like, we had the demo, and we just played it 100 times, you know what I mean? Then we went down to the studio and, like,
because we write differently to, like, obviously, like, bands usually write. Like, we don't tend to get into, like, a rehearsal space and jam as such. It's kind of not really like that. It's more one of us will come up with an idea, obviously, because me and Jack live together. Like, it goes into the computer before, like,
and for everyone who doesn't know, they're brothers as well.
Yeah.
They're bros. They're literal bros.
Bravo.
Okay, well, that doesn't sound that unusual. It kind of sounds like it makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's such an, like, you wouldn't expect that story to kind of come from that track. I mean, not the sadness, because obviously it has got that element of, like, melancholy with it, but it's such a beastie track. I really like it.
I think as well, like, ultimately, like, I kind of wanted to sort of echo vibes of, like, Melancholy Hill by Gorillaz.
Yeah.
And like the streets, like Dry Your Eyes. Yeah. Like I wanted that sort of like, I like when like negative emotive songs have that sort of really modern edge to them. Like, mm-hmm. and like the production on it's very sort of, I don't know, I just think like this is the one track that sort of really bursts with our influences.
Yeah, and it's
really,
like, and it's different to anything else we've done really. Yeah. I feel that way.
I think like with every track we try and evolve as much as possible within the realms of like what we're
about.
Yeah.
So you've got a music video. I love the music video. Did you guys come up with the idea for the video?
Yes. We tossed between a lot of ideas really, because we didn't really know where we wanted to take the direction of the video, and then we were just like, no, I think it feels right. I don't know, it just seemed to match the whole vibe
kind of
the track.
Nostalgic feel.
It does,
yeah.
I think as well, like with that, the first demo we put out was a track called Sundance, and like when we put that out, we were like, right, we need a really good video for it. We'll spend a few grand on it, and then we like sat down, we don't have a few grand, so we had to dig out all the old VHS. So like anyway, that video came out like about a year and a half ago and went down really well. So like this kind of track is sort of like the sort of sequel to it, and it fills in where the other one left off in terms of visuals. So.
And it comes from Heaven EP, which is coming out this Friday.
Yeah, that's the one.
And you can actually buy Honest right now because it came out beginning of this week.
Yeah.
Are you excited for the release?
Can't wait. First time we've kind of done like a body of work released at once. Like we've just done three singles in the past, so it's kind of have something that's like coherent and like was written to be released together. It kind of tells a story, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I think that's like, that's different for us, and it's exciting to have that out.
But you've also got an exciting summer coming up because you've got your headline tour in August.
Yeah. Like we had a big festival season wide last year. I played Leeds and Reading.
Yeah, big time.
Like Bingley, Kendall Calling, and
all the Metropolitan festivals stuff.
Dot to Dot and all that. But like last month we played Isle of Wight Festival, which were amazing. We've got tramlines coming up and a couple of bits that we haven't announced yet. But yeah, like it seems like summer's full with the tour and stuff. And
festival like vibe is kind of second to none. Like I love playing festivals, just like that whole backstage area, like it, I don't know, there's just something about it that's kind of really exciting.
The free shit, so good.
I mean last year we played Bingley Festival and there was a really like out of this world rider set up for us, like 100 cans of
like
whatever alcohol,
like wine.
We felt so bad like leaving it all after we'd played,
like a huge tub, like
Danny
ridiculous.
Stuffed like 30 like, cans in his jacket.
Good. What's the best thing about being in a band? You can eat.
I don't know. I love going out on the road touring. That's incredible. Yeah. Like you're just so excluded from reality.
It doesn't get old when you like go, because like we've played like two shows in Scotland prior to like last week, and we turned up and they're like people queuing outside to like, and they're like singing our tunes, and like that just blows my mind. Like
and that feeling will never leave you.
It is insane. Like things that are born in our heads.
Yeah,
exactly.
And
like
someone else is singing them.
Like just putting music out. Like I love that. Like the reaction we get on Twitter.
Yeah.
And, like, these since we put the track out yesterday, like the amount of love that's been coming in is just amazing.
It's
like I just,
it's really
such a good feeling.
Where did your name come from, Clay? Where did that?
I don't know. We kind of liked all the sort of one word stabby names.
Yeah, one syllable.
Stabby.
Yeah.
I did think about. I was like, I bet these guys are quite stabby.
They had to be a single syllable.
I didn't want to be like a name where people put a the in front, like wallabies. People was like going, oh, the wallabies. Yeah.
Oh, and you can't do that.
Yeah.
Well,
the
someone
Clay
has fucking done it.
You've cleverly done that, because that took me a second. I was like, I was in my head going, the Clay, the Clay.
Just doesn't sound
right.
Doesn't work.
No. So what else is coming up? I know you've got huge summer, but is there anything else you can tell us? That you're, are you working, are you in the studio, are you writing more, what's going on?
Writing's like,
we're always writing,
it's a constant process really. Like we're always kind of writing and evolving, and I think like I think the main thing is our live show's kind of improved a lot in terms of like it's more of an experience now. Like I feel like we are really bringing our show on the road when we tour in August, rather than just like turning up, playing songs and fucking off.
Yes,
we're actually, it's like a real show now, I think, and I think people will really connect with it more.
Amazing. Well, on this show we play a little game. It's called Desert Island Dicks. I'm sure you've heard of Desert Island Discs. And it's similar to that, except for I give you one song.
I'm in the right shoe.
I give you one song that you're stuck with on a desert island. It's like your least favourite song in the whole world. So I need to know what Clay's Desert Island Dick would be. And it can be
each.
Something. Yeah. You can do. Well, it's better if you collect it. Well, do one each. Do one each, and then we can maybe choose the best one out of the four.
What was John Legend's first song that he came out with that used to piss me off so much? The one where he's like sat at the piano in the video. I know he's probably sat at the piano. No, like age. I mean, years ago before he did his.
Ordinary
little,
People.
That's the one. That's
which what? What is it?
Ordinary People.
Oh my god, that is a banger. But I mean, but it's also it's very important to remember that you're stuck on a desert island. So even if you even vaguely like that song, you might hate it by the end.
That's true.
That work song.
Oh,
Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Yeah.
Siminami work. Banger. I'm definitely putting that on your desert island, 100%. Because you'll just be like, and then you'll be like, no. You'll learn to love it and then hate it again.
Yeah,
that's
exactly,
the thing.
Yeah, I do that with all the Drake songs. Like,
oh, I just straight up love Drake.
Any artist I love often starts with hatred.
I've got it. Amarillo.
I was thinking
that song. Yeah, is this the way to Amarillo?
Oh, yeah. I can 100% agree. Right. That is a horrible, awful song.
It is pretty hideous.
Should that be the Clay's group one, Amarillo?
Yeah,
that's a very, very good choice. Guys, thank you so much for coming
to
have a chat.
Thank you
for having us.
Very, very excited for Heaven to be released on Friday. Plus, you're back with us August 12th. Hoxton Bar and Kitchen performing, so everybody get down there. Can you guys introduce your single now?
Yeah, this is our last single. Stay calm.
Woo!
Presents
Ian Boltsworth.
Do you think that the performance might have been put off by the fact you were wearing 3D glasses? Do you think that might have thrown them in anyway?
They might
might have thought I needed those glasses.
Why? You weren't 3D glasses,
she thought
really?
They were sunglasses because she said enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah. Do you want to know why she was wearing
3D? Yeah, why were you wearing 3D glasses?
Because that idiot son of mine,
oh, what did he do?
My brother,
told me that you had to watch them in 3D.
What, theatre?
Every Monday, Ian Boltsworth, from 2 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Souffle saccadé, voilà qui laisse deviner que tout se décide, tout se décide. Maquillé comme à la crête, tout détonné, tout me plaît, les mains sont livides, vides. Mains sont livides, vides. Seul de tes poignets est tatoué, défiguré par ta manche. Le lion ne sourit qu'à moitié, âme solitude immense. Ton visage ne sera jamais sentier, comme tu regardes au dehors. J'emporte un portrait dévoré, tout leur destin bord à bord. Kiss my station. Here's my station. Patience comme certitude, collier à trois fils, lié à trois fils, Tu seras, j'espère, fidèle aux violences qui opèrent dès que tu respires, que tu respires, inerce de ville n'offre rien qu'une poignée d'odeurs tenaces. Que cette ville est morte, je sais bien. Toi seul garde de l'audace. Il faudrait que tu la portes loin, alors que d'autres renoncent. Je descends deux enfers plus loin pour que l'orage s'annonce. Kiss my station. Kiss my station.
To Norman J. MBE, father of British house music, co-founder of Kiss FM and Talking Loud record label with many, many more accolades to his name. We're really chuffed to have you on the show, Norman. How's it going?
Really good. Pleased to be on.
Oh, well, pleasure to have you. So summer's here, Good Time Sound System is back and you're going to be playing House of Common Festival, which is in Clapham Common, taking place on Bank Holiday Monday, 29th of August. It's got a massive, massive lineup, and it's very exciting that you're joining it. Are you looking forward to the festival?
I'm so chuffed and humbled to be part of such an amazing lineup. I mean, everyone on it, you know, I know personally and I love. So I'm going to be in esteemed company and, you know, again, playing... You know, in London, my home city, it's going to be a fantastic weekend.
Would you say that London is your favourite place to play?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. You know, fortunately, during my long, illustrious career, I've played many cities around the world, so I'm quite well well placed to say that London is without doubt, you know, the clubbing capital of the world.
And of course, this amazing festival is taking place on Bank Holiday Monday. And I'm sure you've played, you know, played a lot of Friday nights, a lot of Thursday nights. Do you find that Bank Holiday brings a next level of fun? Because people are just ready to completely let loose on a Bank Holiday, aren't they?
Well, absolutely, particularly the August Bank Holiday, because it signifies the end of quite a disappointing summer, weather-wise. And it heralds the onset of autumn, winter, with, you know, leaves turning brown and kids starting school, etc. So basically, that's when my calendar year, clubbing year, begins and ends.
That's incredible. It's quite a nice fit. It's like almost like the Ibiza closing parties, isn't it? That kind of weekend is like the UK closing parties.
That's right. Absolutely. And people kind of go for it in a really big way.
Yeah. I certainly do. We're looking forward to coming down and seeing you. It's going to go off, I'm sure, as it always does. There's lots of other people. Obviously, Madness are playing, Toots and the Maytals, David Rodigan, loads of incredible people. Yeah. Is there anyone you're specifically looking forward to checking out?
Toots and the Maytals. I've never seen Toots in all the years I've been playing his records since I was about 8 or 9 years old.
Wow.
And whenever he's been in the UK previously, I've always been either away or really busy myself. So it's definitely a season of meeting my icons, because I'm also playing on the Stevie Wonder gig in Hyde Park next week.
Wow. That is amazing. Yeah,
but Toots, David Rodigan, Madness, you know, they're all people I love. Their records I still play. You know, Rodigan is one of my all-time sort of DJ heroes. So yeah, I'm living the dream. Couldn't make it up.
And I'm going to let everyone know now, you can grab tickets at www.houseofcommon.co.uk, and it's Monday the 29th of August. We're very excited to come down. It just seems like one of those festivals where you can fully blow out. End of summer, end of shit weather, as you say, just ready to kind of have a nice little party to finish off the summer.
Well, Madness are the perfect band for that. You know,
I'm
shocked to be asked, you know, to be on the lineup with them, just to be part of it. You know, I hope I'm not playing when they're playing, so I can get to, you know, really enjoy, you know, the live performance from them.
Definitely. And what else have you got going on for the rest of the summer? You say you're playing another festival in a couple of weeks.
Over the Bank Holiday weekend, because, you know, we're not going to be at Notting Hill Carnival this year, as you probably know. So we're doing our own festival, well, our own party, as Good Times Goes East, on the Saturday the 27th, a couple of days before, or the day before.
Beautiful.
So Saturday the 27th of August, we're going to Good Times Goes East, to the Oval Space in Bethnal Green.
Oh, that is
an amazing space there, And I'm going to be joined by some of my favourites, as yet unnamed DJ friends.
Ooh.
So it's an incredible weekend, you know, to be topped off by, you know, Clapham Common, you know, with Madness.
Yeah, that is a fun weekend you're looking at right there.
Yeah, no sleep, no rest for the wicked.
Yeah, definitely. Before we go, we play a little game on our show. It's called Desert Island Dicks. Now, just to explain it to you, you might have heard of the game Desert Island Discs, where you get given six lovely songs that you're stuck on a desert island with. It's similar to that, but I'm a bit of a dick, so I only give you one song, and that one song has to be your most hated song in the history of the world. So it can be a song that you've heard far too many times and you can't listen to it anymore, or, you know, it can be a song that you
most
just straight up hate.
Song.
Yeah. So what would Norman J. MBE's Desert Island Dick be?
Oh, boy. Luna Paloma Blanca.
Oh, yeah? I don't think I've heard that one.
Yeah, just look it up. I don't even want to recall who it was by.
You might have to think about it too much, and then your mind might explode. Okay, well, that is perfect. Norman, thank you so much for taking time out to have a little chat with us. Maybe you can come on again and tell us all about the festival after it's done.
Yeah, will do. Happy to.
Perfect. So that's Monday the 29th of August in Clapham Common, House of Common Festival. We will see you there, Norman. Thank you so much for chatting to FUBAR Radio.
Okay, cheers.
Cheers,
thanks,
mate. Bye.
Bye.
Come flood of running from Neverland. Time can never stop me. No, 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 no. I know you try to. I come riding in on a pale white horse. And in our hearts, you're less fortunate. I do advise you run in. Running out back when you're breaking it down for me. Cause I can't.
ink glitter, I can make it go. Oh, heard you trying to sell yourself, baby. What on earth are you running?
Talking
Numbers.
Numbers, Skepta featuring Pharrell Williams. Haven't played that one in a while. That is from Skepta's album Konnichiwa, which is out now. And he's also my dream man, as I just tweeted. So if you're listening, Skepta, and you want to go on a date, I am in a relationship, but I would actually go on a date with you anyway. What a show! Without Nat, we've missed Nat so much, but she's back next week. We're really excited to have her back. But Jacob, a round of applause for you today. Don't clap yourself, Jacob. He's clapping himself, everybody. No, you absolutely smashed it today, Jacob, except for all those massive mistakes you made. You did a really good job. And you've been quite good at being able to understand what I'm saying when I've got problems with my mouth. Do I look okay? Has it sounded... Yeah, he's nodding. It's fine. So thank you to all our guests today. We had Affairs in the studio. We had Sonda, who was so cute. I loved those boys. We had Glitter Wasteland on Skype. And, of course, Clay and Norman J just now, who we spoke to earlier this week. Really, really enjoyed today's show. Of course, we're going to be finishing off, personally, I think, with a huge banger. With our last request today, if you want to send any in the last, we've got like you've got probably like 3 minutes to send a last request in at tweet at Fubar Radio or email us rose at Fubar Radio. But you need to do it like right now because we have ones queued up. But if you can, you can choose a better one, then we will allow you. We will allow you that breathing space to come in and do that. But the one we've got is pretty good. In fact, I might read them out to you now. Hold on, I'm just going to switch microphones in a really. Hold on, I don't even know if I can. Jacob, why don't you read out the emails? Oh, he doesn't like reading. Look at him. Can you read? Or
oh, that ish.
Ish. Let's go.
So we've got one from Polly.
Oh hi, hi Polly.
Hey yo. Hey yo.
Heyo!
Rihanna, Umbrella is my last request this week.
Okay, so do you know, have you ever heard Rihanna, Umbrella?
I have, yes.
So it's, do the again. God, you sound just like Rihanna, that's so funny. Okay. It's almost no point playing it now you. Because you've just basically repeated
Let's
the song.
Move on, yeah.
Okay, what's up next? Thank you, Polly, by the way.
Yuri? Y-U-R-I?
Oh, okay.
Yuri.
Yuri. That's Yuri.
Yes.
Jacob.
Thank you.
Jakob.
Yuri.
Hi, Harriet.
Hello.
Hi, Harriet. Hi, Yuri.
I'm seeing Lainey in September. Can you play Where the Hell Are My Friends by Lainey as your last request?
Oh, that's an interesting one. I haven't heard that. I haven't heard that, Yuri. I'm going to need to go and listen to that.
Yeah.
And then maybe we can play it next week as one of our new music request. Maybe we can go and see it with Yuri. We'll let you know, Yuri. Thank you for sending that in. Okay, what about this one?
And then we've got one from Jess. And she said, hello. Hello, Jess.
Hi, Jess.
My last request is Busted Year 3000.
Oh, now that's my kind of song.
A banger.
A real banger. And they've just reformed. So I think it's only right that we end with that. But we've still got 5 minutes. So if you want to tweet in and you want to change our mind, then you can give it a college try. So how have you felt today's gone for you, Jacob? Did you accidentally call Sigma and then put him through live to the studio?
We've got time to do that.
Yeah. I mean, we could try.
Could do it, yeah.
Should we try ringing Sigma and see what they say?
Yeah.
Do you know what? What lovely boys they are, though. They don't mind being called and put live on the radio just out of nowhere.
Nice. Yeah.
Very nice guy. Very nice chap.
I apologise. Yeah, he was very nice. Yeah.
You are very sweet, Jacob, aren't you?
Yeah.
So make sure you go and check out the Fubar Facebook page because we're going to be posting a video later on today or tomorrow, a little special something that we were filming before the show. Plus, there's actually some really exciting stuff on the Facebook right now. If you go on there right now, we've got recently Reese, who does the show with Payne and Sylvester, went and interviewed Chasing Status at Wireless Festival. Were you there, Jacob?
No, I wasn't there.
Oh, you NFI, not invited.
Yeah.
Gutted, mate. Well, if you head over there, you can actually see his interview. Plus, Clay, who we had on the show today, performed Honest live on my show, and you can see that on the Facebook page, which is beautiful. Like, they harmonised.
I'm a big fan.
Mother truckers. I'm a big fan. I mean, we know you're a big fan. Oh, you keep talking about how much of a big fan. You're becoming like Willis with Masterkins with Clay.
That might be it.
It's going to be like a fight to the death of you two. Like, who's
both
the best
Leeds
Leeds?
Well.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of good music coming from Leeds at the moment. And also, something which is my personal favourite has been posted. I don't know if anyone's seen, but Letitia from Big Brother. I haven't watched Big Brother, but I watched this clip of her revealing her dress. I don't know if you've seen it, Jacob. But we've done a little little funny rendition on the Facebook page, so please go and check it out. So we're nearly finished for our show today. Thank you so much for coming and listening, and all the guests for coming on. Stephen Lang and Lizzie Cundy are up next, but we're going to finish. I'm afraid the winner is going to have to be Jess, because Busted Year 3000 is one of the ultimate songs of all time, wouldn't you agree, Jacob?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Busted?
I have, yes.
Have you ever heard of the song Year 3000?
Probably, yeah. Oh, it's a maybe.
When you say probably...
No, I'll know the song and when it plays. It's just a name that...
Well, you better know all the lyrics, because I'm going to be testing you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much, guys, for tuning in today. We are going to be catching you next week, this time at 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. Let's go! Year 3000, everybody!
One day when I came home at lunchtime, I heard a funny noise.
Went out to the backyard to find out if it was one of those rowdy boys.
Stood there was my neighbor called Peter,
and a flush capacitor.
He told me he built a time machine like the one in the film I've seen. Yeah, yeah. He said, I've been to the year 3000. Not much has changed, but they lived a new order. And your great, great, great granddaughter is pretty fine. It's pretty fine.
He took me to the future in the flux thing, and I saw everything.
Boy bands, and another one, and another one, and another one.
Triple abreast of women swim around town, totally naked.
We drove around in a time machine like the one in the film I see. Yeah, yeah. He said, I've been to the year 3000. Not much has changed, but today.
You can buy love with that passion, so please don't do nothing.